Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my show on Blog Talk Radio, Let's Ask the Angel, most Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in saying that, my next show will be next Sunday at 11 a.m. with my special guest, Stuart Pierce. For the most hour, we'll be talking about his work, The Alchemy of Voice, The Angels of Atlantis, and I get to learn more about him. The incredible temple of sound that he's creating here on planet Earth. And so that will be next Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And most likely I will rebroadcast it here at 1 p.m. on the following Monday. So that's a special time for next week. And also to find out more about who I am and what I do, you can please go to my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com. where you'll find about my services as a certified angel card reader and certified assertiveness coach by Doreen Virtue and more. And if you are in the New York City area, next Wednesday, Stuart Pierce, the legendary sound healer and angel medium, will be in New York City. I am hosting the event with him. And it's the 15th at 7 p.m. And you can find out more information again at my website. And one more announcement is my monthly workshop will be on the 31st this month, and it is on the goddesses, and we will learn to connect with goddess energy, invoke the presence of the goddesses to assist you, this is for men and women, in all areas of your life, how to connect to these subtle vibrations of the particular goddesses that can really support you in not only being and accessing your creativity, compassion and strength, and even your past lives. So it's going to be a two-hour workshop on the 31st. Okay, so on my show, what I do is I often have a short topic if I don't have a guest, a special guest, and then I do the upcoming weekly angel messages, and then I'll take your listener calls, which I see already have people on hold, and thank you for calling in. And those who are listening live, thank you so much for being with me today, and those who will be listening on rebroadcast. And also today, my live chat room, I can't seem to open it up, so I'm not able to go in there and check out your questions. So if you are interested in sending me a message for a one-card reading, you can go to my Facebook page, which is B. Calvano Coaching, and message me, and I will give you a very brief mini reading there because my chat room is not open today. And that goes also for those who I don't get to today when I, get to the listener callers. So here we go. We have an incredible, very powerful week with this the planetary activity. So we have a solar eclipse and a new moon. So you may be feeling a little extra sensitive. Don't worry. One of the things when you start working with your angels and working with your guides, you're going to notice as you clear your body of more and more energy, you're going to just feel more sensitive. And instead of, it's an incredible thing to be more sensitive because your psychic abilities are deepened and expanded, but it also can throw you a little. It's easy to go back to old patterns. But just remember to, rest if you need to, and you may even experience, moods, swings, restlessness, your body may be heavier, your appetite may be a little off, but just go with the changes, go with the flow. It's not like in our old patterns where we would react immediately. You don't have to do that. Just be aware that it's a very, very powerful new moon, and it's in Pisces, and there's a lot of energy, and the Pisces this week. So just be aware of this energy. And some of you may have woke up here on Monday morning, even a little bit more off than you may normally be for a Monday morning. But know that, yes, indeed, there's a lot of planetary energy. So just take it easy. Go one step at a time, and everything will be fine. So today I'm going to talk briefly about the Angels of Atlantis, and that is the card deck that I use from Stuart Pearce. And I first learned about the Angels of Atlantis from him and also from Diana Cooper. And what I've learned is, you know, most of my work is with Dorian Virtue and the Archangels. And what I've learned is that when working with the Angels of Atlantis, with the Oracle cards deck of Stuart Pearce, you're going to access also the power of sound. And it is through sound and it is through words that we create. So it's really a beautiful merge of the angels, the archangels, and of their complementary sound, that when we clear a particular chakra, the energy center in our body, and vocalize this sound, we really were calling in the angels and we're also connecting to the divine. And I've done a lot of chanting in my life, and Hindu chanting and whatnot. And what I've learned with this, when you are combining the presence and calling in the archangels, allowing them to support you as you clear your body, as you produce these sounds, there's a very powerful healing effect. I can just say that. You know, you actually can sense release in your throat, in your heart area, whichever energy center needs to be balanced. So Stuart Pearce had an experience where the 12 archangels came to him and emitted these beautiful sounds. And he was guided to create the Temple of Sound, which he did. And I can only say that if you can go online and Google a video and experience watching him conduct this workshop, or if you can come to New York City on March 15th for this brief 2-hour workshop and experience this profound healing that can happen in the presence of the Angels of Atlantis and chanting. He's also going to be here doing 1-hour soul sessions, which are readings with him, and that's also available. All that information is at my website. So Atlantis occurred, you know, many thousands of years ago, 250,000 to 15,000 BC, though many of us have an ability to tap into that time period. And as you work with your angels, some of you will be able to do that also. Now, so what does that provide for you? Well, it provides for you a sense of belonging, a sense of connection, and a sense of the abilities that you may have had in that past life. And I'm not going to go too much into it today. I just want to share, it is for me about connecting to the profound vibration of sound and how when you connect to your unique sound, so the sound that you make, which is clear and comes through unimpeded, so that you can communicate clearly from your heart and spirit, you begin to speak into your life, into existence, that you want to manifest. So that could be perfect health, the partner, the career, the job, the healing. And we all have this ability. One of the things the angels wanted me to share today is that all of us, each and every one of us, is already... we're ready, and there's truly, in truth, nothing blocking us. So there really are no mysteries. We are already perfect. We're already the essence of love and light. And now most of us don't feel that way because we have memories and we have residual energies that kind of block that connection. And we may have moments of feeling perfectly connected and brilliant. And then there are times when we feel not. And most of this can go, that you can waft in and out of, it's much called the fifth dimension or even other higher dimensions, but in a state of love. And the more work you do on yourself, the more you clear, the more you're able to stay in that state or float in and out of it, but not stay stuck in a lower dimension, a lower level of vibrational living, which a lot of people are, which is called the third dimension. And the third dimension is basically living in reaction. You know, as human beings, you know, something happens to us, we react. We do it with our thoughts, our words, our actions. And it's kind of like the normal way that people do, right? We just see it happening all around us. And then there are those who are a little bit lighter and more able to detach. And then we see people who are even lighter and even more able to detach. And we actually enjoy being around that energy. You know, it's kind of nice being around people who don't just automatically get defensive or angry. So I bring this up because working with the Angels of Atlantis helps you merge into higher dimension, whether it's the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or even the 12th, you know. So as we are on our spiritual path, I like to keep things very simple and say that if you work your life, you work your purpose, you work with discipline and reverence and respect for yourself and other human beings, you naturally evolve. You naturally evolve. And when you're ready, you'll know when you need to take a course or learn about the 5th dimension, 6th, and the higher dimensions. It's not something you really have to worry about because you'll naturally evolve as you confront the things you need to do. So that is also part of the reading for this week. So again, join me next Sunday at 11 a.m., a different time, or catch me on the replay. You're going to hear Stuart Pierce talk all about his work with the Angels of Atlantis and his experience of them coming to him and his building the Temple of Sound and his work with soul readings and helping you find your signature note, your unique sound that when you emit, you feel connected. People hear you, you know, they actually get what you're trying to say. And life is a lot easier. Life becomes a lot of fun. And you actually experience peace and the joy of living in your body. It's not a burden for you. And communications with people become much easier, even grand. So on that note, let's go ahead with the reading for the week. And again, I'm using the Angels of Atlantis Oracle cards by Stuart Pierce. And the very first card for the beginning of the week we have is from the Archangel Metatron. And Metatron's message to us is miracles. And if you see this card, it has a baby, the birth of a baby. It has a beautiful orb, and that's one of the ways angels appear to us. They look like a circle, a tiny circle of light, a large circle of light, but an orb. And here we see one with a diamond in the center. You can even meditate on this card to connect with Metatron. So miracles are all around us, but we may not see them if we are caught in the past, meaning if we're caught up in a negative thought, we're caught up in an argument, we're caught up with something that's happened, and we're not in the moment. And all of us do that. And what Metatron can help us do, he's known as the supernal teacher. He can help us anticipate miracles. Miracles need to be noticed. And it could be as simple as noticing and recognizing the celebration of your birth. Your birth, your reason to be here, which is so magnificent and so beautiful. And sometimes we forget. Here on the card, you know, I'm even guided to say, see yourself as a tiny baby being held with the utmost love. You are a profound miracle. And in truth, nothing is in your way. Like this diamond, this beautiful diamond orb to shine on you and to remind you that you are perfection. And though you may not feel like that right now, that's okay. Just take it in that you are divine perfection. You're being held by the universe, totally supported by the angels, and just a matter of just taking that in for a brief moment. Not ignoring all the things that are in your life that may be upsetting and bothering you, But knowing that working with the angels may help you wash away a lot of the energy of things that may be bothering you, upsetting you, providing anxiety. So you can just move fluidly with grace and ease throughout your day, with all communications, with all actions that you need to take, and really experience the bliss of living. So we have this beautiful card, and it says, you know, open your mind to the possibility of any challenges being lifted from your shoulders. And when you have to let go, the source will gift you with unexpected joy. So just take it on. You don't have to believe this, but you may just take it on. I am a miracle. I am a miracle. Life is a miracle. My life is a miracle. And miracles are going to happen to me. They are happening. Let me keep my heart and eyes open today. And the changes that you may be taking in your life may be tiny. They may be, I'm going to read that book that I bought to help me with my business or my health or my relationship. I am going to make that change. I'm going to the gym. I am going to that yoga class. I'm going to talk to that person that I have been avoiding, knowing that it'll make a huge difference for me, believe for them. You know, life on the spiritual path is not just about sitting and meditating, you know, alone in the woods and ignoring people. You know, we're here to live and work among people. Otherwise, we would have been born on a planet with no people, you know. So we are here with all kinds of people. Right, and especially in the United States, we're watching the elections, you know, as they proceed. There's all kinds of people. So really keep your heart and your eyes on the miracles that are going to be happening. Keep an eye between today and tomorrow, especially this week. And then for the middle of the week, we have the Archangel Haniel. And the name here for Haniel is the Sacred Warrior. And the message is integrity. And I really love this. And there's a balance, there's a scale and on the card. And Haniel is going to help us balance that scale of what, not, I don't like the words right or wrong, but what is missing and what is there. So what's missing is what we need to do to create the balance in our lives. And we all know what that is. It may be to attract more money, more clients. It may need maybe to attract more compassion, more patience in our lives. The balance may be to balance more action versus just sitting and thinking and procrastinating. The balance may be to, if we've been introverted and much in the winter hibernation mode, it may be to balance our activity with being with people. You know, there's a balance. And balance is actually beautiful because it's going to, having integrity and then having the balance in the end gives you the gold. What do I mean by the gold? You're not going to have burnout. And I'm guided to talk about this balance because for many people, the word is, what is the word? It's for them non-existent. Like you can't have balance in the world if you're really going after something, when you're really taking charge of a business or really taking charge of something that needs, you know, 24/7 focus. And a lot of people who are creating their own businesses and working, juggling family with work and trying to get enough time for health, you know, working out, there's this drive and at the expense of something. And I'm here to tell you, at my age of 62 and my husband's age the same, and his work as a healthcare provider, as a chiropractor, if you don't heed balance, you're going to pay. And he helps, and I've seen his colleagues help people who have charged ahead so hard, or with people who've ignored certain tiny health issues that end up being monumental, 1 year, 2 year, 10 years, 20 years of ignoring something that could have been confronted. And it's not like it's deadly, it's just annoying, and it keeps them preoccupied and distracted from doing their life. So what do I mean by balance is, know that if you get a message that you're tired, it's all right to take a nap. It's all right to put this thing off until tomorrow. if you are exhausted day after day, that's a message, you know, to really take a moment and see what changes you can make. If you are unhappy day after day and you're not making changes, yeah, there's going to be an end result. And so however balance looks for you today, Haniel is going to help you. And Haniel also is the Archangel of Intuition. So you're intuitively going to know once you get rigorously honest with yourself that I need to make a change and I need to make this change starting today so that this year, 2016, is going to be different, then Haniel can help you intuitively know which doctor to call, which choice to make. Right, which person to call, you know, which actions to take. And our life is born of taking actions and speaking, really, you know, verbalizing and speaking what we want to people we care about, to our business partners, being communicated in a way that's effective, that actually creates partnership. So Haniel's with us, and you know, I'm guided to tell you about the chant. You can actually say this chant, Ramati, Rama, Ramati, Rama, Ramati, Rama. And this is an ancient Atlantean chant that will strengthen you and bring sacred clarity, and you're going to feel blessed. So Haniel helps you with that. And the chant also, I didn't speak for the first one, for Metatron is actually Hai. Hi. If you do that from your throat chakra, that's going to help open up, that vibration is going to help open up and unclog, clear the energy that's in your throat. Many people have a closed or congested throat chakra. Difficult for people to speak their truth. And they hate themselves for that. And now the angels say, go ahead and say that word. And they're harsh. They criticize themselves, or they start criticizing other people for their own inability to communicate. Communication is the most powerful thing that we can have. So hi from your throat with Metatron. And then now this Ramati Rama, Ramati Mara, Ramati Mara, or Haniel. And then for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the weekend, we have the Archangel Zafkiel, the sacred lover. And the message here is compassion. Now, compassion, we hear that a lot. We all need compassion, more compassion. How can I be more compassionate? And the main thing the angels want us to do is have compassion for ourselves. You know, whether you are a busboy, or you're unemployed right now, or you are the CEO of a big company and you are juggling many different things, or you're struggling on getting on board and getting on track after having experienced some upsets in your life, frustrations and obstacles, having compassion is your key, or just being able to be right where you are with everything that's going on and love yourself completely. Completely. With all your fears, with all your criticisms, with all your judgments, with your no bank account to big bank account to, you know, to your addictions, to having just recovered from your addictions, wherever you are right now. Having compassion is, it's like looking at a rose. You're just going to observe it. Take it in, know that it's whole and perfect. If you just look at a rose, most likely your first impulse is not to judge it. You know, this rose could be more rose-like. You know, if you're a florist, you might say this rose is not as fresh as the rose could be yesterday, and this is not the kind of rose I expect. But just if you look at a flower, our first experience of the flower can be no judgment. Just take it in. So Zafkiel can help us do that with ourselves. Look in the mirror and just be present to the love that God and the angels has for us, we can have for ourselves. with everything that's going on. When I mean everything that's going on, whatever it's in your life that you're not happy with right now, you'd like to change, and it can be, you could be experiencing a lack of health right now, a lack of abundance. Zephkiel is going to help restore your love for yourself. And that key of loving yourself is going to help you, propel you to take those steps and get into action with what you need to do. And be willing to forgive. That's what the angels, he's saying to me right now. It's going to really help us forgive ourselves for the mistakes we feel we may have made, forgive others who may have done something to us that we were holding on to as grudges. And it's a huge purification that Zephkiel can provide for us. So love is supporting you and drawing the cosmic ray of unconditional love and compassion through you. Now, this is a very high calling. It's not just a throwaway. It's a high calling to ponder, meditate on compassion. The example that I have from Stuart Pierce's booklet on the card even says, when you take a look at someone like the Dalai Lama, you know, what does his holiness teach you through his compassion? Or Mother Teresa? You know, so if you are in a place where, you know, the phrase, if you're under a rock, you know, you're really struggling hard, then know that, take a moment and give yourself a break. Know that the angels are with you. They're bringing compassion for you, because that's going to help give you the line to self-esteem, self-worthiness, courage, confidence, and strength. All right? So wherever you are, know that Zephkiel, especially at the end of the week, is really going to help you embrace compassion in a deeper way than you've ever experienced in this powerful week of planetary activity. And if you're not aware of it, know that you're just going to be extra sensitive this week. And you don't need that extra drink. You don't need that extra glass of wine to get through this. You don't need to, you know, hunker down on a box of sugar cookies. You don't need to do that. You can actually, and if you do, you forgive yourself, right? But this is a week of just being objective and aware of the energy. And also the chant for this, for your heart, Zephkiel, is Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. So that you can identify more with compassion with your heart. Again, this experience of totally integrating compassion as a skill, as a knowingness for you, is huge. It's huge. So it's something that we can work on a daily basis, but you're going to have a breakthrough with it this week. So for this week, the key words are miracles, integrity, and compassion. And they all go along. You know, there are miracles happening, Dave, all around us, but we just have to be awake and present to experience them. And then integrity. Without integrity, nothing works. And what does that mean? You can pretend that if you don't balance your checkbook that, you know, your finances are all going to work out, or you could just balance your checkbook, you know. You can pretend that cheating on your nutrition is going to be okay, but it may have some complications for you if you really need to watch what you're doing. If you have a temper and you choose to not be mindful of it, it's going to affect you, the people around you. Or if you're uncommunicative, if you're workaholic, you know, there's going to be a payoff, and something's going to, you're going to have to pay for it. So powerfully allow Haniel to help you with integrity. And you don't have to go nuts with this. You know, just take a moment and say, where in my life is there something missing that I know that if I put in the actions, my life would be easier? And it could be, I just need to create extra income. So what do I need to do instead of complaining about it week after week? Do I need to call someone to help me? Do I need to do some research on this particular project? It really is about being responsible for your life. And then we have compassion. So, you know, we're noticing miracles. We're noticing also what we need to do. And so have compassion on yourself. And if you didn't get it done, even in last year, or the past 5 years, or the past 10 years, or 20 years, it's okay. You can begin your life today. You can begin creating a great relationship with your family today. Anything that you want is already complete and done in the eyes of the universe and God. If it's in your heart, it's complete. It's a matter of us being present, clearing, and then allowing that manifestation to be present in our lives. All right, so that's our reading for the week. And I'm going to take a brief break right now, and then I'm going to get to your calls for some angel card readings today. So hold on, and I'll be right with you. And welcome back to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, the note for my next show will be on Sunday, next Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my special guest will be Stuart Pierce, the author and producer of the Oracle Cards, The Angels of Atlantis, and The Alchemy of Voice. It's going to be, he's been a guest on my show before, but we're really excited about having him back. And he's also going to talk about his trips to Egypt and the transformational experiences people have when he takes them through the ancient tombs and through the beautiful pyramids that he's had the permission to bring tourists and guests to, the angelic orbs that they experience, the powerful downloads that they receive, and more. And he's quite fun also. So join me next Sunday at 11 a.m. if you're able to, or listen to us on rebroadcast. So I'm going to go ahead and take your calls and give you an angel message for today. So the very first caller is area code 773. What is your name and how can we help you? Hello there.
Hello. Hi, my name is Jamel.
Hi, Jamel. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. That's good. So how can we help you today?
Can I have just an angel message in regards to what do I need to do in order, you know, to make sure that everything's correct, like what you were speaking about earlier about the choices and the things that you need, the steps that you need to do and the actions that mm-hmm. you need to take, make everything cool.
Okay. So even before I start, Jamel, the first thing that I heard from the angel says you need to trust yourself.
Right.
You know, and that sounds like so simple, right? But yeah, just go ahead and trust yourself, right? So trust yourself more. It begins like today. I had a glass of water, right? There was a time I wasn't. It would be right now 1:34 on a Monday, and I might be having a Budweiser because I was worried about life, right? But
right.
Today, 26 years later, I'm having a glass of water, and I'm talking to people about connecting with their angels. So
right.
Trust yourself that the choices you are making are the right choices. And you can even ask the angels for a message, a sign. So like, I don't know, like maybe it's with your career or relationship. Say, just say, show me a sign that I've made the right choice. And this is for all of you that are listening right now, because I'm a knucklehead today and I really need a sign. Okay. And you will see numbers like 11144. You'll see repetitive. Okay, those are signs. You're getting signs, all right? So, and particular numbers have even deeper signs, but the most important one is if you're getting repetitive numbers, that's one way they get your attention. It's one of the simplest ways that they reach out to you, especially 111, 44, 33, 55. And like on a deeper note, they have more explanations. But the main thing is through repetitive numbers, you could see angel wings in formation in the sky. It sounds kind of corny, but you could look up in the sky and you go, oh my goodness, I see a huge angel up in the sky. And someone else may just see clouds. Or you may, one of the things that's been happening to me, you will say a word and you will see the word written at the same time. Synchronicities. You will read a word like abundance, and someone will say abundance like on the television right next to you at the same time. So look for synchronicities. Look for coins that may show up on the floor or around you. I've seen before a feather, a flower, a butterfly, rainbows. Those are also signs when you're asking that you're being heard. And as you work more deeply with the angels, you're going to start feeling their presence. So if you're getting in any messages to clean up your diet or clean up, you know, what you're eating and drinking, that's going to help you feel more relaxed and connected to the divine realm. Okay? It's huge. It's a subtle thing, but when you clear your body and your body is healthy and eating pure substances and pure foods, it's like you're a radio station. You just pick up and hear and feel more clearly. It makes sense, you know?
Yeah,
it makes sense. Because if you're breathing in nicotine or smoke, or if you're taking in a lot of chemicals in your body, you know, drinking a lot of soda, you know, soft drinks, and just eating a lot of junk food, it's going to clog up your aura. It's going to clog up your system.
Yeah. That's true.
So one of the great things about working with the angels, when you start taking it with earnest and commitment, you get healthier. You just get it. You get healthier, right? Some time also in nature. I don't know where you live, but you're able just to be outside a little bit. Be amongst the trees and flowers. Or if you're by the water, you're going to feel calmer and you're going to trust yourself more. So the one thing I get for you is to trust yourself more. You know?
Okay, cool.
And I'm just going to pull one card for you, and it says, I love this. Here it says, Jamel, for you, and it says, being resistant to change. You have four of Ariel. Extremes in how you save or spend money. When you give, you also receive. So the main thing I'm picking up here is being resistant to change. Know that the situations that you're in can change. Trust
right.
it. That's it.
Right.
Trust it, you know? And that's the main thing. Being resistant would mean holding on to your past ideas. Just be open that they can change. Then also work with Archangel Michael. He can ask you to cut your cords around you.
Okay.
We have thoughts that end up looking like tiny roots. They're either attached to the ground or these tiny strings, tubes between us and worrying about the future. And if we have loved ones who are worrying about us, we're like surrounded in our body, which is like I see it like a tree trunk, our body. But we're all connected all around with worry and frustration and anger or fear. And that can make cloud you and make you feel sad, depressed, right? So when you ask Archangel Michael to cut all these cords with a sword of white light, you can do that right now if you want. You know, we just ask him. Cut all these cords.
Cut all these cords.
Yeah, and they just float away. They drop away, right? And for any of you who are listening, I have this as a recording of a talk on my website if you want to listen to it more thoroughly. But that's the main thing. Trust yourself and then ask the angels to work with you, and Michael specifically, to clear away your energies on a daily basis. Just like you take a shower, brush your teeth, you want to just clear that energy on a daily basis. And it only takes a couple seconds, okay?
Okay, cool.
And very good. So
right.
I hope
you
that helps
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the message.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Oh,
and
no
have
problem.
A beautiful day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller is area code 480. What is your name and how can we help you?
Hi, my name's Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
And I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I just landed a what I feel to be a great job. So mm-hmm. that starts up in a week or so. And but I'm looking now that that's kind of in place and I can focus and do that. I'm kind of looking for the potential of possibly a relationship coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I kind of get the feeling that it's close and so forth as I, you know, get back out there into the more
yeah.
professional workplace.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to get some insight in what the angels may have for that.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm picking up from the angels is that, yes, your heart is open and you're ready and it's all wonderful. The only thing that you may have right now is any residual, like we talked about the connections of energies from the past. Cords, you may have some cords
yes.
from a past relationship that are not completely cut. And if there's any, if there's any sadness or even anger or fear of being hurt again or even hurting someone else, you know, maybe there had been a breakup and it didn't go as well as he'd wished it to. But there's a little energy about being hurt again. If I can just, that's what I'm picking up. Either if you being
yeah.
hurt or hurting another. And the angels are just saying, we're going to just cut your cords of that or even vacuum your body of that so that's no longer there. And forgiving yourself and forgiving others if they've hurt you so that that's complete, that is complete. And that this is often what gets in the way of someone successfully attracting their next partner. It's that shadow of the past that someone may actually see you and is ready to come towards you, but they won't because they can see that energy. Does that make sense? They can see that energy
yeah.
of fear, right? So we can ask archangels and the romance angels, the cherubs to assist you. They're like little cupids, even they can help you. But the main thing is to ask Archangel Michael to, again, cut your cords of all fear, and any lower energies that have to do with love, being intimate, relationships, that they be cut and no longer have you be attached to those thought patterns. Okay? And, I see him doing that right now around you, that you're ready. You're ready to move on, you know? So that's the main thing. If you see yourself getting caught up again in that energy, but I see you clear. I see you so ready to like move on, just like with this new job. You're ready. This spring energy
yes.
is in you and you're ready. The only thing that I saw that was in the way.
Oh, wonderful. You know? Wonderful.
Yeah. And again, if you have any habits of even for some people, drinking coffee can bring agitation in their aura. Too much coffee. So just watch your caffeine, watch sugar, watch any substance you may put in your body as a compensation for your fear. We've all done that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Notice that, you know. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. Your loved one is there in the world, ready to come forth, ready to meet you. Breathe more. Breathe deeply more. That's the other thing. This is not something that you have to be afraid of. It's something you deserve. The angels are saying you really deserve this. And, that you really deserve it. And here's one card I picked from the romance deck for you. Honestly discuss your feelings with each other. So when you meet this next person, know mm-hmm. that it's safe to honestly discuss your feelings. That's what the angels are saying is. Really, really safe to discuss heart-to-heart conversation. It's not something that you have to wait to do.
Right.
That the person is so ready also for you to open your heart and have and to have conversations that come from your heart. Does that make sense? So that's what Jesus is saying. Okay. So and that will be your bridge to success with this next relationship. It's just knowing that it's so safe, totally wanted, and you can do it, and having heart-to-heart conversations. You know, and it may even be, hey, I'm a little nervous about this, you know, or,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Or I haven't been in dating for a while. Whatever's there for you, you know, it's going to be so attractive and so welcome to this new person that you meet that you can open your heart, all right? So whatever you can do to keep your heart open and pay attention to any negative behavior, patterns
yep.
that may put you in that state of lack of self-esteem and self-worth. And we all know what that is. You know, we all have done that, right? And you don't have to do that. And ask Archangel Michael to be with you and work with him. Learn more about working with Archangel Michael on a daily basis to give you courage, confidence, and strength with everything. He's my first go-to Archangel before you learn about all the other Archangels. And he's going to assist you with this. Okay? So that's
wonderful.
What I see for you. Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling today. And have a great
day.
Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay, so the next caller is area code 203. What is your name and how can we help you?
Hi, my name is Pat. Thank you. I'm glad I reached you. I have a simple question, but it's a complex explanation. I'll try and do it quick. I've been a CNA with live-in caretaking work. My job ended. It was a surprise. I have taken on an apartment. I'm going back on disability, so I'm going to work part-time as a CNA and try to get my animal portrait painting business going. I'm concerned about if I'm going to make it financially for the rent. And two, I put a deposit down on one. It's all pretty great, except it's very small. I'm just looking at another one, which is more expensive, and I'm wondering, should I follow through, or should I just see this as God's gift, and this is, I should just simplify my focus and go to this one apartment, which
okay,
I put
so the deposit. Right, so I'm not the type of seer or reader that can, well, it's going to tell you A or B, but I'm going to tell you, let you answer the question yourself, which is keep it simple right now so that you can stay focused and stay in the state of love, which is also what you need to do that beautiful thing you just described, the animal portraits, like, wow, right? And that is, believe it or not, it is a gift that the changes that are happening in your life right now that are happening in terms of work. It is a gift. You asked for it from your soul. So know that it's all perfect. Like the other caller talked about signs, you're getting a lot of signs that you're on the right path. So what you need, now I don't like the word need, what you would want to do is stay in the, what you can do, whatever you can do to stay in the state of love. That's what the angels are saying. Because that's going to keep you, that's going to help you attract new clients for your animal portrait business. And you want to keep your bills and your affairs simple so that you can, there's so much focus on starting this new business. That's what I feel, that you want to keep everything simple. Okay? And I see much success with it, especially if you're able to stay in this state of peacefulness and joy. And when you're worrying a lot about money and changes and all this stuff, it's hard, right? It's harder. Right. So if you can accept that you are co-creator with the universe and the divine and the angels, that you created this situation, you actually created it so that you can move on to the next part of your life, which is really exciting, but it's very easy to sabotage it ever so slightly by worry. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like all of a sudden, yeah, I want this, and then, yeah, but I got this now and this now. Breathe more, find some time to do some walking or gentle yoga so that your body's more relaxed. You're in a very beautiful time in your life. It's a beautiful time. But you easily could make the next few months be about being in, what did we call it? It's like survival and fear, and upset and drama. You know, the angel is saying, you know, you could easily create a lot of drama right now, or you could breathe. You know, really take it in, see how you can simplify your life. Begin with any extra time, even if a half hour a day, with this new creative project that you have. Begin. I'm hearing from the angels. Begin. It can be very successful, but you're really going to take this moment to be rigorous. And a lot of people are in the same place that you were in terms of new idea, ready to go, but yet there's this kind of addiction to drama. Like that's it's a procrastination device. You make me so close to, you know, really embarking on what your life purpose is, but you're going to distract yourself with procrastination, which is worry, concern, and that feeling of I can't breathe because of the fear, right? And that's not what you want to put into your angel portrait, your angel, you know, your angel animals, you know, your beautiful animal portrait.
Right.
So just take the messages here. And I love this. The first card, one card I chose for you, guided to choose is change your life. I love this. Change your life. A sudden revelation that offers freedom. Break free of procrastination. So that's the main, you know, it's beautiful. The angels are saying the same thing. Break free from procrastination. Embrace the opportunities that change brings. Isn't that great? Embrace these opportunities that this change is bringing. And you have Shamuel with you who's going to help you find the clients, help you find a way to advertise yourself, help you find whatever you need. But simplify your life with what's right in front of you and don't overcomplicate it. Okay? So that's what we have for you today. Yes.
When you said my soul asked for it, I'm thinking about all these things that you said already. I've been sort of observing myself. And my soul, I know, asked for a very difficult ride. Not that it asked for a difficult ride, but what it asked for created a very, very difficult life for me. So I'm only just beginning to trust myself. And when you said that my soul asked for this, I kind of cringed because I thought, is it one more difficult thing? Okay.
Because I'm with you. Yeah, I'm totally aware that I also had a very difficult, I chose a path and journey in my life that provided a lot of obstacles and a lot of obstacles and experiences that allowed me to transform and change myself. And now it's the time for you to embrace that and say, now I'm ready.
Okay.
And you don't have you don't have to now bring in any more. I don't need, you know, you don't need any more harsh lessons.
Yeah.
And that's also for anyone who's listening. You know, if you've gone through the gamut, you know, you've gone through this gauntlet of horrible difficulties, you can today say, I'm complete with those experiences. I've learned my lessons, and now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to serve, and I'm free.
Thank you.
And you are free. Okay. All righty.
Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Great question. All right. You too. Have a beautiful day. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. So the next caller is area code 860. What is your name and how can we help you?
Hello?
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to ask a question about the job prospects of my husband. Could you take out a card and let me know?
Okay, so what is your name?
Oh, my name is Tanu.
Tanu?
Yeah.
Okay, so I usually don't do it for somebody else, but, you know, I usually only do it for the person who is speaking with me and not another person. But the only thing that the angels are saying is the job prospects, and this sounds, you know, this is kind of like common sense. If the person is wanting to work, does he really want to work, the job is there. And perhaps sometimes they sometimes if you this is what I'm picking up. Sometimes if the person is too picky, and then they're sometimes you need to take a job that is not the real job that you want just to pay the bill.
Yeah, but that's what he's doing presently. He has taken a job to pay the bills. Yes, that's what he's doing presently.
Okay. So that's what I picked up. But it may not be the one that he really wants.
Yeah, so is there any better job prospects for him out there?
Well, has he taken any actions for acquiring this job? Has he put out his resume? Has he networked himself?
Yes, he has started already that process.
Okay, so it's only a matter of time if he has no fears, but if he's totally open for that opportunity, then it is in divine timing that he achieves it, that he acquires it. You know, and it's beautiful. That is what I picked up, that right now he is working a job. It may not be the one that he wants, but he also needs to take a look at himself. Does he have any fears or concerns about himself, about his self-esteem? Is there something about him? Does he feel that he's too old? Or, you know, there's something that may be in his way that he's blocking this new opportunity.
Okay.
And that is the only thing that he may just need for himself, that he may need to do some, you know, personal inventory of his own spiritual work so he can clear himself and be totally open to this. And what's there, if he has any, what I'm picking up is any fears about he's not educated enough, or maybe he doesn't have the right certification, or his something about that he may feel he's being judged, okay? What he needs to do is ask the archangels to help clear him of that so he can be very positive and very easygoing when he goes for the interview, so that the person just wants to hire him, right?
Okay.
So this is for him. And that's what I picked up as a little worry. Sometimes when people are going after what they really want, they easily can cloud their energy and aura with self-doubt. He needs to look at his own self-doubt, you know, because you can encourage him as much as possible. But if he doesn't feel good about himself, you know, that's the energy that he's going to deliver. Right. So that's all I'm picking up, that, you know, he's very responsible. He's working a job, but he wants to go to one that he really likes. And he just needs to know that he's like the other caller. He deserves it. He really deserves to be truly happy. Okay, really happy. And that's the thing for him. And you can even pray for him that he just knows that he's loved, he's a good man, and he deserves to be happy. And that's interesting. That is what the angels are saying. He just needs to know he deserves to be happy. And if there's some little things that he can do for himself so that he loves himself more, and this is how I work. The show went very quickly. Then he needs to do that for himself. If it is to do a little exercise or do a little something so he's just more relaxed and easygoing, that's going to also help him attract the person who wants to work with him. They want him on their team. Okay?
Okay.
It's a subtle adjustment, but it's going to be big when it's a matter of him, you know, actually, you know, teaming up with another company.
Okay?
So that is your message for today.
Okay.
And what I said, provided one card, and it says Ace of Raphael, and it says that a positive new emotional experience. So there's a little bit of fear that he may have about starting brand new, and whatever he can do to eliminate that in his body, in his aura, is important.
Okay.
And watch what he eats and drinks also. It's going to cloud his mental focus, or if it's positive, it's going to make him feel even more happy, and also, just more joyful. So if there's things that he needs to do about his own, you know, taking care of himself, that's really important right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in today. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you all for calling in today. If you would like, I will gladly give you a brief reading. It may not be as long as the ones I did on the show today. An angel card message for you. All I ask is that you go to my Facebook page at B. Calvano Coaching and like my page there and message me, private message me, and I'll get back to you within the week. It might be a couple of days because I'm kind of busy right now, but I will get back to you. And I thank you for listening. And please join me next Sunday, a new time, just for next week, with my very, very special guest, Stuart Pierce, a very talented angel medium and sound coach, sound healing coach. And well, you'll really enjoy the show, I promise you. Have a wonderful day, everyone. And thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it so much. And I look forward to having you join me again. Angel blessings. Have a wonderful week.